Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. You're watching I Allegedly. And I've got a good one for you today. Where in the world is Dan? It is time to pay up. It is time, once and for all, to pay your rent. And if you live in Los Angeles, it's crazy. Before I get into it, please hit the like button. Please subscribe to the channel. And where is he? Where is he at? Anyways, first things first, the city of Los Angeles and the county of Los Angeles has just issued, think about this, late notices on rent that you finally have to pay up. Think about how unbelievable this is. People have avoided paying their rent. The second batch of rent is due that was from October 2021 up until January 31st, 2024. Isn't that crazy? Hello. So February 1st, everybody owed their back rent for 15 months. That's crazy, guys. Absolutely crazy to think about. That money is finally coming due. Now, late notices were sent out to people to the tune of 77,000 late notices. Okay? So that being said, the rent's due. Think about this. It is anticipated that there is $586 million in rent due in Los Angeles alone. You can't make this up. Now, not everybody is not paid for 15 months, and you know, some people have just missed a few months. The average notice that was sent out to people totaled $3,777, which is light, okay? It wasn't that big. With that being said, there's been all these different programs in Los Angeles to help people pay their rent. And one thing that they've done, and you've probably seen Josh Altman from Million Dollar Listing talk about this, is that houses that were sold over $5 million have a tax put on them of 4%. And this money is to help be distributed towards low-income housing. It also is designed to help people that have been behind on rent. Okay? Now, here's the worst thing about this. When you look at these programs, there's only been $5 million distributed of the $20 million that they've collected already. So people are screaming about this. No one's happy about this. So it's interesting because the mayor of Los Angeles is like, we don't want people homeless. We want to fight this. It's kind of ridiculous, guys. The rest of us have to go out and beat our brains out and pay our bills, and everybody else is out there not paying their bills. Gosh, where is he at? I love this shirt. The Vizza sent me this shirt. This is the old toll workers shirt. So if people were in Florida and they worked the toll booths, this was their shirt. And the Vizza sent me this. So I thought it was fitting to come out to the beach club today and show you that. So the rent is a problem because so many people are behind right now. And here's the big deal with this is that you have so many people that are not getting the work and not being able to pay rent. And the lie that rents have gone down is just that. It's an absolute lie. So what you're seeing is rents in January of 2024 have dropped $6 a month. How is that even a figure? How is that something that people can even keep track of? So it's not worth bragging about. I think they're going to start kicking these people out. They sent 77,000 eviction notices out. Now, here's the worst part about the eviction program in Los Angeles is that the politicians got together and they got COVID money approved to pay lawyers to defend people. So if you are not paying your rent, you can get a lawyer hired for you. Now, back in the day, you know, eviction lawyers were expensive and it cost people big money to be able to fight these things. Not anymore. These guys are working the system and making it so that they're not, they're getting paid from the county. What a great deal. So if you guys are lawyers out there and you want a good deal, you can represent people in their eviction. Look at this place. Isn't this nice? It's kind of fun. So some of us have to work. Anyways, the problem with it is that when you read these stories about the lawyers that are fighting this stuff, it's kind of crazy because, stay away from the music. The lawyers that are fighting this are doing everything they can to delay. Hey, how's it going? Doing everything they can to delay the inevitable. And they'll get a court date, they'll ask for a continuance. Delay after delay after delay. So, anyways, it's kind of interesting. Calgary, city of Calgary, has done something pretty cool where they converted office space into residential space. Now, here's the thing about this. Great story below on this one. And that is that the Calgary office space, they have millions of square footage that they've not been able to rent out. So what did they do? They went out and they got a program put together with COVID money to where they could convert offices into residential space. Now, when you read the article, it's pretty cool because they said, is this going to work? Are people going to go with it? Are they going to sign up? Are we going to get 1, 10, 100? Well, in a matter of 10 days, they had the entire $238 million used up. So they had to pause the applications for it. The first building's going to be done after the $38 million renovation. So, you know, the idea with this is, can they do this and not charge people too much for rent? That's the goal. The goal is to do this in such a way that it's economically affordable for people to go out and rent these places. Now think about this. Calgary also did something that was pretty cool, where they went out and gave people $75 per square foot in their building for free money. So you want to convert your office building? How many square feet is it? We'll give you $75 a square foot to renovate it instead of ripping it down. Because the next thing you're going to see is you are going to see people that are going to rip down office space and just tear it down because they won't be able to lease it out. Now think about this. New York last week was bragging that they had a 30% vacancy rate. Wow, we're coming back. We're at 30%. If you read the articles below, that is the kiss of death for these people. Having 30% vacancy rate is just absolutely catastrophic. And it is. It's mathematically impossible to keep it together. And with that, I'm going to go park over here. It's going to be interesting to see what happens with all this. But share your thoughts on this stuff so far, guys. And hope you're well. Hope you're doing good. Something a little different. And again, where in the world is Dan? I love all the local news that you guys send me. That's why I got the local, you know, stories from Canada. Anthony just sent me great stories about the construction companies in Australia that are having problems. For 2 years now, Australia has been in real trouble when it comes to real estate, when it comes to, you know, the overvalued houses, the overpriced rents that nobody can afford. Australia, you know, was the first country that came up with the story of the working homeless, where these people were actually sleeping in their cars and they had 40-hour a week jobs, and they could not afford to live and you know, and rent a place. It was crazy. Then you had also 7, 8 families living in a house, all these great stories. But one thing that's happening is you're seeing an abundance of construction companies go out of business. It is an absolute rash of companies going out of business. And he sent me newspaper clippings that were very cool. And I really appreciate this stuff. But it is out of control, guys. It really, really is. Because where, regardless of where you're at, there's big problems, guys. There's big problems everywhere. I had someone who is a regular contributor to the channel, sends me news stories, sends me stories about her company, and this is the first time she's ever written me and said, do not use my name. Don't use my name, Dan, because they're going to know it's me sending this to you. So out of 100% respect, I won't even use her first name. But she works in a call center, okay, and she does inbound calls for a sales company. I won't even say the product because they'll know who it is. And she's very successful. Number 3 in the country. and knows what she's doing, making a good living at this, but sees that the fact that calls have dropped off. Think about this, from a year ago, in a month, 2,000 less calls in a month than they had a year ago, because people are not spending money. Now this is upgrading and buying products and adding things to people's, some are existing customers, some are new customers, but it's off 2,000 calls a month just from her line alone. So if you guys don't see that there is a huge economic downturn afloat and it's right before our eyes, you're never gonna see that. The thing that's happening right now is it doesn't matter where you live. This is affecting each and every one of us right now. I really am blown away by the crime also. And think about this. When in the world have you ever seen a police officer get attacked that the person didn't have the book thrown at them? Okay? Rightfully so. I mean, you know, police officers have a tough gig as it is. And when two officers in New York City get attacked and nothing happens to these kids, nothing, nothing at all. It's insane. It is absolutely insane. So the other thing is that they are stealing unbelievable amounts of copper from different places around the country. And I had all these stories sent to me. I had three in one day. And I said, you know, this is just goes to show that there's no consequences for these people right now. None. You know, it's crazy. You can speed and they'll give you an $800 fine. But if you beat up a police officer, what's your name? And then you lie and give them a fake name, and there's no consequence towards that. You know what I mean? It's absolute insanity 101, to say the least. So next thing is Joan. Third Street Bridge in the city of Los Angeles is an old bridge that got redone. And with this bridge being redone, all the copper wire was stolen from the bridge. Isn't that crazy? All the new decorative lights were all stolen and completely torn down. Then there's the beach, and I want to get this one. It's a famous beach that... Bruce's Beach in Hermosa Beach, Manhattan Beach area. Was in the news recently because they finally gave the beach back to the family that had it taken away from them 100 years ago. It was awful, okay? But stole a plaque to commemorate Bruce's Beach because of the copper in it. Hello, I mean, this is crazy. And then this was the worst one. Jackie Robinson, okay? Baseball player. They had a commemorative plaque for him. Somebody cut the Jackie Robinson statue. And then these guys tried to turn it in and ran into, I like this word, resistance on cashing in. Hey, where'd you get a statue that looks like a baseball player? I don't know. You know, somebody gave it to us. Okay. So what did they do? They burnt the statue. Okay. So again, guys, we live in a world where there's no consequences right now. You don't want to pay your rent? Don't pay your rent. Okay. Mayor Karen Bass in Los Angeles, well, we need to help these people. What about the landlords? What about the $586 million in back rent that they're owed? No, don't worry about that. I am telling you, I have landlords that write me and said, Dan, we cannot wait to get out of being in the landlord business. This is the last thing that we want to do ever because of how awful this is. And think about this. You go out and... you get yourself in a position that you can buy an extra house. How great is that? You and your wife, you get your first rental property, and then you have to cover all the expenses, all the bills, everything, because there's no rent being paid. That's what's happening to these people right now. So let me know what you think about this. Again, no consequences for anything or anybody, okay? But heaven forbid, you know, it's funny. I was talking to these people that were like, hey, will you talk about my homeowner association? They want to fine me $500 a day because we left our boat out in front of our house and the cover blew off with the high winds. You know, I mean, do you know what I'm saying? It's like, it's absolutely insane. So share your thoughts on this stuff. Let me know what you're thinking about this. Do you think people are paying the price right now for anything? You know, I don't. I don't think they are. I don't think people are responsible for anything right now. And then we're being told it's our fault. You just don't understand. These at-risk youths, okay? I'm all about having a good time, but these kids today are out of control. Become my father. So let me know what you think, guys. I'm gonna finish this video with these last few stories. And first things first, do you guys remember thrifty drugstores? They were eventually purchased by Rite Aid. And the one that I grew up with was in Tustin, California. And I had someone send me this photo. When I was a kid, you could get a scoop of thrifty ice cream for a nickel, 5 cents. And we used to go torture the guy by getting friends together and bringing a dollar and having him make 20 cones, okay? But like all good things, they come to an end. And so did Thrifty and so did Rite Aid. And the Rite Aid in Tustin is closing right now, which is awful and a sign of the times. But, you know, things happen. But again, sure wasn't a nickel lately. I think it's $3.49 for a single scoop of ice cream right now. $3.49. Joe Rogan just signed a new deal with Spotify for $250 million. But the cool thing about the new deal is that his podcast is going to be available on every platform. It's going to be available on YouTube and X and different places other than just Spotify. So that was part of the deal. And this originated from a podcast called Call Her Daddy that got to do this first. So it's just not on Spotify. Plus, I allegedly is on Spotify too, guys. If you guys want to listen to us in your car or on your Spotify, look up I Allegedly. And the final story is very sad, and that is Carl Weathers, who played Apollo Creed in the Rocky series, passed away at 76 years old in his sleep. And Carl Weathers was a great guy. I loved the Rocky series. And for those of you that participated, when we had 250,000 subscribers, I had a big party, and we showed one of my favorite movies ever, Rocky III. And we invited Mr. Weathers down, who couldn't make it. But we invited a lot of people to come to it. And, you know, Carl Weathers was a great actor. He was in Happy Gilmore. He was Action Jackson, Fortune Dane on TV. I mean, he was great. But he was best known for playing Apollo Creed. And Sylvester Stallone paid him a great tribute to this, you know, to his acting and what a great man he was. So he will be sorely missed. And it's too bad. As we all get older, we lose great people like this in our lives and that made an impact on all of us. So I always loved that movie because it was something that talked about how when people are given things and given opportunities in life, sometimes they don't appreciate them. And you've got to come back and respect where you've been and how you got there. And that's what Rocky III is all about. But anyways, you know, God bless Carl Weathers. And don't forget to hit the like button. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel. And where is Dan? Where is he? Okay. Anyways, onward and upward, guys. I will see you guys very soon. You want to email me, hello@iallegedly.com. And I will see you guys very soon.